don't break bad news by yourself. Because you never know when someone is going to go bad crazy all over your ass. It's Breaking Bad News.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. Breaking Bad News is not a fun place to be.
No, girl, it's never a fun place to be. But I'm glad I got you. I'm glad we got each other. So whenever there's bad news, we can do it together.
That's, ooh, you almost made a rhyme there,
I thought I was becoming a rapper for a minute.
Tracy.
I know.
Well, this morning we actually have Jake on the phone. Good morning, Jake.
Hey, good morning.
Hi.
Hi. How are you? What's going on?
Oh, I'm doing good. I think thanks so much for helping me out on this.
Sure.
I don't know. I got to break some bad news to a gal because I started developing some feelings for somebody, and I kind of want to be able to date around and not be so serious with some one person. So thanks so much for taking my call.
Oh yeah, you're welcome.
Oh yeah.
So are you in a relationship right now?
Right.
I'm not going to say relationship, but we've been out on a couple of dates. But it's like I'm testing the waters. I mean, haven't you done something like that before?
Well, here's the tricky thing. This is probably what this is going to be about. There is a clear lining, especially with women. I don't know what this call is going to be about.
Yep.
But if I'm dating you, or if women, majority of women, when they start dating you, and if you start sleeping with them, they're not going to like that. You're going to tell
them. They are not going to like that.
Oh, no, I've been dating other women on the side.
No.
Is that what this is
about?
So
what about, like, different levels of dating? You know, like, there's a, you know, there's marriage dating, there's relationship dating, there's dating, there's blind dating. Like, you know, I don't know. I just needed some help. I trust you guys. Yeah. I listen to you guys a lot. So.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, well, thanks.
So, okay, so what is the girl that you've been seeing? What's her name?
Yeah.
Her name is Monique.
Okay.
Okay.
So you're calling Monique, and then how long would you say you've been dating her?
I would say we've been seeing each other about a month.
Oh. Oh. Well, that's...
Yeah. So it's kind of like dating mm-hmm. for me. And I don't know, maybe... I don't know.
So you guys have never had a conversation yet about, like, hey... Let's just keep this between you and I.
Right, because it's only been a month.
Yeah.
But have you had the conversation yet?
Well, I don't know. This might be one of the first ones that we're doing.
Oh, yeah, all right.
I don't know. I mean, her happiness really does matter to me.
Oh.
And if she doesn't want to pursue, you know, if I want to see other people and she wants to see other people, she's her own person. I'm not going to control her.
Yeah.
I want to do that. I want to make sure she's happy.
Sure.
Okay, yeah.
But what you're letting her know is, I think this is what you're saying. Are you wanting to date other women other than her?
Yeah. Would she agree to doing kind of like a trial run of just seeing people, but still staying in touch and kind of like talking and hanging out? So.
Oh. You don't mean in the bedroom, do you?
If she's up for that too, I just want her to be happy.
You want your cake and eat it too.
No, he says he wants her to be happy.
Right.
That's so nice.
That's right.
Ow, I just pulled a neck muscle.
Hey, because let's be real, because not everybody knows what they want. I mean, neither do
I.
That's
true.
So,
yeah.
Hey, you know what? Let's find out what she wants. And if I'm not a part of that, then hey, I'm not going to.
All right.
I'll give her what she wants.
Oh, I like that. Okay.
Okay.
Well, we'll figure it out. We will play a song. Then when we get back, we'll help you to break the bad news to Monique, the girl you've been dating for like a month, that it's true. You want to see other women. And if it's so needed and if she's happy about it, you'll bring these women in the bedroom with her.
Well, I don't know Did you say, you implying a threesome? Is that what you're implying?
I was implying.
Yeah, Chrissy,
she
just
woman.
Has such a dirty mind. You
what
gotta
you
watch her.
Yeah. I can't.
Okay.
She does.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, well, we'll figure this out. Coming up next for Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.
Let us help you break bad news. Because let's face it, you never know when another person's gonna go batshit cray all over your ass. We'll take care of you. It's Breaking Bad News.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush, 93.1 Jams. We have Jake on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just tell you, this is just a side note because I have random thoughts.
Yes.
Do you remember the movie Pretty in Pink?
Yeah, of course.
Do you remember Jake Ryan?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, that was 16 Candles. See, I'm all over the place. Molly Ringwald and Jake, the guy that had a crush on her.
Yeah.
He was so hot.
Yeah.
That's all I had to say about that.
Oh, all right.
I just like the name Jake.
Okay, yeah, that's a great name.
It is a really great name.
Don't ruin that movie for me.
Ooh, see, he's a fan, too. It's super good. All right, so, Jake, you're calling to break the bad news to your girl, Monique. You've been dating her for a month. Mm-hmm. You really obviously care for her.
Yeah.
But I think Tracy and I get it that you want to let her know that you want to actually date other women.
Right.
And yeah, that's the thing. Let's see if it's bad news or good news for her. And
okay.
I don't know. I'm kind of excited just to see what she thinks.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, all right.
This is what we'll do.
Yeah.
We're going to mute our line. You'll be able to hear us in your phone. She will not. And then we'll just eventually chime in to help you with the call. Okay, Jake?
Oh, that sounds okay.
All right,
great.
My man.
All right.
Good luck to you.
Yeah, good luck.
I'll be interested.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Hey, Monique. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Good. It's been a while. What are you up to this weekend?
I thought we had plans.
Uh-oh.
Well, that's actually, I mean, I wanted to call you about that because I've got something that I wanted to talk to you about. Now, you probably don't know what you're going to feel after you hear about what I'm going to say, but I've started developing feelings for somebody.
Oh, no.
And I would like to be able to kind of test the waters as far as not being exclusive. And wanted to know what you thought about it.
I think you can do whatever you want because we're not going to see each other anymore because what the hell?
Oh, snap.
Oh.
Uh-oh. That didn't take long.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Oh my!
Are you totally serious right now? You're just...
Well, I'm sorry. It sounds like you sound pretty hurt about it.
Here, of course I am. Like, yeah. Holy crap! Like I thought we had something good going. You just call me randomly. Mm. Like, oh, I'm developing feelings for someone else. How do you feel about that? How do you think I feel about that?
Right.
Here, we're gonna break it.
Let's chime in.
Hi, good morning. Hey. Is this Monique?
Yeah, who is this?
Hi, honey. This is Krista and Tracy. We're calling from Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.
Yeah.
We're here with Jake as well.
Gosh. Yeah.
Girl. So it's true. He wanted to call and help him break the bad news that it's true that he really likes you, but he was interested in perhaps dating outside of just you two.
Yep.
But obviously this conversation... And this is what I thought, Tracy. This happens all the time.
It does.
Where you start dating a guy or a guy dates a girl, let's just say, and you guys end up really liking each other.
Yep.
But the one clearly has other people on the side.
Yes.
And you just haven't had that conversation.
Yep.
And so now she's hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, only we have had that conversation.
Oh.
Like, we're supposed to be a couple. Like, it's weird to me that he'd even call me and be like, what are you up to this weekend? Like, we're casually dating. Like, We're Facebook official, for heaven's sake. Like,
oh, really?
Oh, you are?
I don't.
Oh. Jake.
I'm sorry. I'm kind of like, I'm trying to stay cool. I'm just like, that was out of the blue. I was happy to hear from him. And now I feel like crap. And
yeah.
I don't know. I feel like I just basically got a call from someone that I thought had a lot of potential just telling me that I'm not enough for him. So I'm not in a great mood right now.
I'm sorry. That wasn't my intention. It sounds like you don't want to necessarily break up, but you probably don't really want to be dating me if I want to see other people at the same time.
No, I really don't. I really don't.
And
I don't,
you guys really... had this conversation? Like, Monique said you guys had this conversation, Jake, but...
I honestly don't remember talking about it, but you know what? That may be on different levels and miscommunication on my part, and for that, I'm sorry.
It was
just like, I don't know, I feel like this is like classic him. Like, he's just like aloof and casual and nothing's a big deal. And, you know, honestly, I'm just over it now. I just don't want to do this anymore.
Oh.
Well.
Like, I'm not even against the idea of like open relationships or whatever, but it's not like we've been together for so long. Like, if he already feels like he needs somebody else and we've barely established that we're even a couple, like to the point where he doesn't even think we've established that.
That's
it seems a little early. I mean, that's not an open relationship. That's just not being in a relationship. So,
you know, whatever. It's so funny, Krista, because women do take it this way.
Yeah. Yes.
We do. We take it personal. We take it like, oh, they don't want us. But
for sure.
It could be like.
Yeah, that's not the case. Like, yeah. I want to, like, see you. And I want to see if it's, I don't know. I just want to. Test the water.
You that's want me to be on your little sex buffet, but I'm not interested in being a buffet item. Mm. Oh, you know, that's not what I'm looking for. I'm getting older. I'm looking for something real. I want someone I can trust. Mm-hmm. And the thing is honestly, if I was in a really happy, secure relationship, I wouldn't necessarily be interested in polyamory because to me, that's like having a full-on other relationship.
Right.
Yeah. I don't even
but
know
I do like
that.
The idea of having an open relationship. Like, I travel for work. You know, I'm a busy person, and I have a really strong libido, but you know, I want one person that I'm like intimate with and one person that I have that emotional bond with.
Right.
And not for nothing. Like I said, it's really way too soon into this to be opening it up to other people. We don't really have that kind of bond yet. So I'm just not interested.
Right.
And not for nothing, Jake, in the future, like if you want to talk to someone about your relationship, maybe don't let them know in front of like all of the state that you know you want to sleep with somebody else because definitely not interested now.
Well, it's just Chris
we're
and Tracy,
happy
though. It's just us.
We're happy you did.
We were just
I
here
don't
to help.
Want
to
sleep with other people if I don't have to. I'm just curious, and it was asking you that I just started
you
developing.
Don't
people,
have
so
to?
That's not the first. Not the first thing on my list. No.
Can I have another bowl of popcorn, please?
Oh yes.
This might be a
there
while.
You go.
Krista in the morning rush on 93.1 Jams.